scene. I think I could say something, if you know what I mean. But if I really say it, the radio won't play it, unless I lay it between the lines.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Economic concerns boil over. A big stock sell-off to start the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down about 1,000 points right now. The S&P is down close to 3%. NASDAQ is down big, too.
Generally speaking, investors are fearful that the U.S. economy is slowing down and could potentially be heading for a recession.
CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
And considering that the Federal Reserve decided to leave interest rates as is, there's also an additional part of this, which is that maybe the Fed is acting too late. And the bigger fear is that the Fed will not be able to engineer this soft landing.
Well, now to the southeast. Drivers making it through flooded streets in Crystal City, Florida. Hurricane Debbie came ashore in the northern part of the state, packing heavy rain. It's now been downgraded to a tropical storm. CBS's Tom Hansen.
We are seeing significant flooding because the Gulf has pushed into the bay. The bay has pushed into the pool area where we are. The state is facing widespread power outages. Nearly 300,000 customers are without power.
Forecasters say the storm could cause major flooding in Georgia and South Carolina. The latest CBS News poll shows a tight presidential race with Vice President Harris closing the gap with Donald Trump in battleground states. CBS's Weijia Jiang says Harris's running mate choice is expected before tomorrow's start of a campaign swing.
As we've seen from Donald Trump and other Republicans, that she's being portrayed as extremely progressive and liberal. So there's an idea that she may want to balance out the ticket with somebody more moderate to make it a more well-balanced ticket.
At the Paris Olympics, CBS's Wendy Gillette tells us it was not a golden day for the woman considered the greatest gymnast.
Simone Biles got some redemption in the floor final after a fall on beam that took her out of medal contention. She fell in her floor warm-up and looked rattled, returning for a routine that wasn't her best, stepping out of bounds twice. That put her behind gold medal winner Rebecca Andrade of Brazil.
Biles taking silver, her 11th Olympic medal. Jordan Chiles of the U.S. took bronze in the floor exercise. New Fortune 500 list is out of the top revenue-generating companies. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
For the 11th consecutive year, Arkansas-based Walmart is at number one on the list, followed by Amazon. Apple, United Health Group, Berkshire Hathaway, and CVS Health were all in the top 10.
And recapping Wall Street, the Dow is down 1,100 points, NASDAQ down 600. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. A flood watch is in effect for Racine County tonight, but not for Kenosha County. The National Weather Service predicts heavy rain that could lead to flash flooding. Wendy Christensen, the longtime Racine County clerk, has registered as a candidate for county executive. A special election in December will fill the position left vacant by Jonathan Delagrave's unexpected passing. Child abuse charges against former Racine County Emergency Services Manager James Kerner and his wife Tiana have been dropped. The case was dismissed after conflicting testimony. A 19-year-old UW-Milwaukee nursing student is in critical condition after a drowning incident at Lake Andrea in Pleasant Prairie. A GoFundMe has been set up to help Jackson Henderson, who was without air for about 10 to 20 minutes on Friday. The Coffee Pot, a downtown Kenosha diner, suffered extensive damage from two fires on Saturday. Firefighters had to break through walls and the roof to extinguish the flames that rekindled. And a top White House official is in Racine today. Tom Perez is promoting federal initiatives for removing lead water pipes. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers lose another series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers gave up 4 unanswered runs, couldn't catch up. They lost 4-3 to the Nationals. Now, despite being in first place in the NL Central, Milwaukee has a losing 6-10 record in 16 games against last place or losing teams this year, including Washington, the Rockies, and the Marlins. Pat Murphy.
You can say how bad you think the record of the Nationals is. Those guys are playing free. They play us tough. They did the same thing to us in Milwaukee.
The crew head to Atlanta to play the Braves tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers resume practice tomorrow after a physical family night over the weekend. How's wide receiver Christian Watson after that midair collision with rookie safety Evan Williams?
Yeah, he's okay. He went back in there, but a scary moment. Just got to continue to try to educate these guys. I don't think it was malicious by any intent. Evan Williams going to try to make a play on the ball. Those are the ones you worry about, those bang-bang plays down the field, and I just told him to try to lay off in that situation if you can.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
A dark day today with scattered showers this afternoon and rain ramping up this evening. Some embedded thunderstorms as well. We could see some turn severe alongside the potential for some flash flooding, which is why a flood watch has been issued through tomorrow morning. 1 to 2 inches of rain is possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Timeless hits right here on WRJN. Just letting you know, more showers and thunderstorms a little later today. Racine County is under a flash flood, or actually a kind of a flash flood watch. So we're going to see that rain a little bit later today.
Keep me right across her. the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Wild thing, you make my heart.
spoken, we listen. Local news and timeless. This are back right here on WRJN. Badfinger, no matter what. And as far as the forecast, it is a flood watch. Flood watch with the rain and with the expected rain for later tonight. Some areas in Racine County will see some flooding tonight, especially with all that rain. And probably a little bit later this week, we're going to feel some of the effects from what was formerly Hurricane Debby. Just like the last hurricane, could have some heavy thunderstorms closer towards the end of the week. Not just us, but the plains, the Great Lakes states, and into the north. Northeast, courtesy of Debbie working her way up the coast as far as the effects of the weather for that. And of course, as always, we keep you updated. It's 80 right now, just kind of a weird feeling. You know how it is, it's kind of heavy. If you're going to the beach to cool off, because it indeed is warm and the air is heavy, if you're going to the beach, know that there is a moderate riptide risk today. So before you go, maybe check out on Google what riptides look like, so you're informed. Even with lifeguards there, you got to be careful.
Hi, this is Jane Matinair. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matinair on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Hot dogs grilling, frosty beverages chilling, Brewers game on the radio. Sounds like a perfect summer day. Except when uninvited guests crash the party. Don't let pesky critters put a damper on your tailgate. Safeway Pest Management is your pest prevention partner, keeping your outdoor spaces bug-free all season long. They're a Wisconsin proud company, providing safe and effective pest control for over 65 years. So call 262-679-4422 and enjoy a pest-free tailgate victory.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to bust a myth about credit scores. Going online to check your score does not hurt it or lower it. A recent Capital One survey found that 1 in 4 people thought this was true. It is not true. In fact, it's less true than ever. We used to only be able to get free copies of our credit report once a year, but now the credit bureaus have to give us a free report every week if we want one. You can go to their website, annualcreditreport.com, and you can check yours. Now, applying for a bunch of credit accounts at the same time, that can lower your score. But just checking it weekly, totally okay to do. Now, I'm not saying to go crazy and track every single up and down movement of your credit score. But it is your score, and you do have a right to know what it is. That was today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You know, every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing, you see. We never, ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. But we're going to take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're going to do the finish rough. It's the way we do Proud Mary.
And we rolling on the river.
Listen to the story now.
Left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day. But I never lost one minute of sleep, and I was worrying about the way the things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning.
Sister back at WRJN, Proud Mary, Ike and Tina Turner. I love Creedence Clearwater Revival, but you know what? After you hear Ike and Tina, man, it's really hard. John seems so very calm, and you know that song by comparison. When you hear Tina take it and just twist it and just spit it out at you, that, I just love her version of Ike and Tina Turner, Proud Mary. Of course, we just lost her. She said one of the, and they had an interview of her right before she died. One of her huge regrets was not getting her blood pressure in control. Because she had high blood pressure for years. She found that out in the 80s. And, of course, that contributed to her kidney failure that she passed away from. We're joining now the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The lawyer for Devante Mitchell's family says an autopsy shows he died at the hands of four hotel employees in downtown Milwaukee June 30th. Police recommend felony murder charges, but prosecutors have said they needed the autopsy results first. The fate of billions of dollars from Washington to Wisconsin are at stake as voters decide whether to amend the state constitution on the 13th. Jason Stein is president of the Wisconsin Policy Forum.
It touches every aspect of our lives, from our roads to our social services to education. And this would have far-reaching and far-lasting effects.
Stein spoke at WISN-TV's Upfront. A no vote would keep the power over spending federal money in Wisconsin with the governor. A yes vote would give that power to the legislature. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Racine County is in. For now, Kenosha County is out. The National Weather Service has issued a flood watch for a portion of southeastern Wisconsin from late tonight through tomorrow morning. The watch comes as forecasters are predicting several hours of moderate to heavy rain that could lead to flash flooding. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. The longtime Racine County clerk wants the executive role. Wendy Christensen has been in the clerk's role since 2008 and has officially registered as a candidate for Racine County executive. The special election set for December will fill the position left vacant by Jonathan Delagrave, who passed away unexpectedly this summer. A downtown Kenosha diner will be closed for a while. Owners of the Coffee Pot are cleaning up after a couple of flare-ups over the weekend. There was extensive damage there from two fires on Saturday. Firefighters initially thought they had contained the blaze to a wall, but were called back hours later when it rekindled in a void. Firefighters had to break through walls and the roof to put out the flames. A top White House official is in Racine today in an official capacity, not a campaign visit. Tom Perez will be in Racine to promote federal initiatives aimed at removing lead water pipes. Perez, who serves as the White House Director of the Office of Intergovernmental Affairs, will be accompanied by Racine Mayor Corey Mason, State Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer, and Forward Together Wisconsin President Mandela Barnes. Following the Racine engagement, Perez will head to Milwaukee for another event. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A dark day today with scattered showers this afternoon and rain ramping up this evening. Some embedded thunderstorms as well. We could see some turn severe alongside the potential for some flash flooding, which is why a flood watch has been issued through tomorrow morning. 1 to 2 inches of rain is possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Sunshine go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. Buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. You don't know what he's asking. Starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run. Another day, I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hits on WRJN with local news and timeless hits and Creedence Clearwater Revival. John Fogerty was in Milwaukee on Friday, and the reviews are in, and I guess he was just awesome. He did some of his new stuff, but mainly the doing the Creedence Clearwater Revival music. People just loved it. By the way, if you want to see a portion of it, it's on YouTube. John Fogerty, Have You Ever Seen the Rain? Is on there.
Just about supper time, over by the courthouse, they're starting to unwind. Four kids on the corner, trying to bring you up. Willie picks a tune out, and he throws it on the hum. Down on the corner, out in the street, playing the poor boys a band, bringing it up happy feet. Rooster hits the white road, and people just gotta smile.
Local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. Sam and Dave, Soul Man. I mean, you can almost hear Blues Brothers doing that song right to the letter. I mean, but still, song is so good that it doesn't matter who does it. Well, except for maybe me. The song is just absolutely fun to listen to. Another person that was fun to listen to back in the day, Paul Harvey. For decades, he was right on this radio station right here on WRJN 1400 AM. Now, of course, we're 99.9 Racine and 98.1 Kenosha. But he was awesome. And a lot of us grew up listening to the rest of the story. And you know what? We've got it back at 7:25, and Don Rosen played for the first time in decades right here at 7:25 this morning. And right after the noon news, I'm going to have it at 12:05. So it is just, probably about 20 minutes away. Paul Harvey's rest of the story right here on WRJN.
You love brownies? Who doesn't? Well, this week, O&H Danish Bakery is introducing their new brownie Kringle. Rich and decadent, O&H's sensational Kringle pastry has a delicious filling of their famous brownies. It's made even better topped with vanilla bean icing and sweet chocolate curls. You will absolutely love it. Brownie Kringle, a new Kringle creation from O&H Danish Bakery. Get one today at the O&H Danish Bakery store near you in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Baseballs flying out of AmFam Field? That's what we love to see. But what about pests sneaking into your home? Not so much of a grand slam. For 65 years, family-owned Safeway Pest Management has been keeping southeastern Wisconsin pest-free by eliminating unwanted critters with safe, effective solutions. Don't strike out against pests. Go for the home run and call Safeway Pest Management at 262-679-4422. Mention the Brewers and get 10% off your first service. It's a win-win for your peace of mind and your Brewers pride.
The light is fading, your hands are sore, and the last tool has been put away. Now is the time to feel the satisfaction that comes with a job well done. But when you get your tools from Harbor Freight, something about the job feels a little different. Your wallet. Because we believe that everyone deserves hardworking tools at hardworking prices. And that's what we have here. So, whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
I just
local news and timeless hits right here on WRJ. And Stuart J. Waddles with local news, Mike Clemens with sports, and Paul Harvey all coming up today at noon.
Learn to tie his bootlace. See News and Timeless Hits, WRJN.
How can I be sure in a world that's constantly changing? How can I be sure where I stand with you?
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Concern over a possible recession sends financial markets tumbling.
This is what panic on Wall Street looks like.
Analyst Michael Farr watching as the Dow was down nearly 1,100 points in the early.